Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome to A Call to Greatness with host, spiritual counselor, psychic, and energy management trainer, Victoria Post. In this hour, Victoria and her guest explore our individual and collective calls to greatness and support you in finding the courage and resources you need to follow through. Can you hear it? Your greatness is calling. Now here's your host, Victoria Post.
Greetings, blessings, and welcome to A Call to Greatness. I am your host, Victoria Post, spiritual counselor, psychic, energy management trainer. And if you would like to find out more information about my work and what I do, please feel free to check out my website at www.spiritalive.com. And today on this show, we are going to be focusing on the body. We've talked in previous shows about building relationships with yourself and with your soul. We've talked about the wisdom of spirit and finding your spiritual compass. Today we are going to be talking about building relationship with your body. So just a couple of questions to get you thinking here. Do you know what it means to love your body for good? Do you actually have a partnership with your body? Do you know how to listen to your body and actually hear its wisdom? Do you spend a lot of time wishing that your body was different than it actually is? Just a few questions to get you thinking. And if you kind of know that this partnership is not all that it can be, I encourage you to stay tuned and begin to actually open to your body. Breathing your spirit into your body. Your spirit alone can't act. So taking a breath, breathing your spirit into your body, and just being aware of your body, being aware of your face and your head and your neck, those muscles that actually hold your head up, and your torso and your arms and legs. Be aware of your body holding you in the chair. Just be aware of which, you know, are there certain parts of your body that you feel good about, that you feel less good about? When was the last time you took a moment to really acknowledge your body and thank it for a job well done, for working as hard as it works, 24/7, nonstop? I know I couldn't do that. So, in appreciation for your body, taking a moment just to set a little intention for this show, that you will learn something, that you will open yourself to a deeper, more authentic relationship with your body, toward including your body in your spiritual process, in your everyday sort of mental, physical plane process, just to bring a little more awareness to your body. We'll talk about how to increase the actual love for your body. Let's just start with the awareness of it. Letting your spirit feel your body all the way down to your feet. And feeling the aliveness of it. Letting yourself be present in the room. And coming back all the way into the room. I would now like to introduce my guest, who is actually going to help us unravel some of the mystery behind body esteem. And I'd like to welcome Laura Fenimore. Laura, welcome to A Call to Greatness.
Thank you, Vicki. I'm so glad to be here.
Laura has quite a story to tell. Laura is herself a coach. Her current company is called Journey to Balance. And I think that's a lot of what we're going to be talking about today is balance. Laura, since 2001, I believe it was, mm-hmm. Laura has been an assistant trainer in Jack Canfield's Breakthrough to Success program, Jack Canfield being the co-author of Chicken Soup for the Soul. Laura is a coach, CPCC, and she has a host of impressive credentials. For me, one of the most impressive credentials is that Laura has lived this journey, that she's actually taken the journey, that in her own life, she really knows whereof she speaks. So, Laura, really good to have you here.
Thanks.
And I'd like to start by just talking about what, you know, I said body esteem, and what is it? Because we talked in last week's show about self-esteem and what it is and what it isn't. What does it mean to have body esteem?
Body esteem is respect and love for one's body. Just like health, self-esteem is love for self, body esteem, very, very simply, is respect for body. You know, respect and love for your body. It's a simple definition.
It's a simple definition. But why is it so important?
Well, it's interesting. I just love the beginning of this show, The Call to Greatness, and I know that you focus in on the soul. And somebody sent me the download to watch Kirstie Alley on Oprah this week come out in her bikini, and you know, I thought, well, what the heck, let me just watch it. And I couldn't really hear the sound very well, but one thing I did hear her say is, hey, we're not our bodies, so who cares? And it's, you know, from a metaphysical perspective, we aren't our bodies, but since we are walking the earth and living in our, and this beautiful, miraculous machine is carrying our soul, we might as well, you know, appreciate it. So it was interesting that you said that. It's like, well, we're not our bodies, and it's like, yeah, that's true. However, since we are embodied in this incredible temple throughout this lifetime, why do we continue to reject this thing?
Right.
And that's what my work is about.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking during the reflection, it really is what allows us to act on Earth. And the other thought I had as you talked is, okay, if we care for our body, I would think that would help guide us toward even caring more deeply for the earth. It's a body. It's a, you know, okay, it's a planet.
Exactly.
But it's a planet, it's a body. And
beautiful metaphor.
So I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about, you know, just plain and simply, if you want to have some kind of peace within yourself, I would think body esteem would be essential.
Absolutely. Absolutely. From my perspective, most people live in their, from their necks up, in their heads, with a lot of critical negative self-talk around how they look, how they feel in the moment. And, you know, it's so cliche, what we resist persists, but the more we reject that which we want to change, the bigger it grows. So,
yeah,
it sort of is this constant dilemma, this constant vicious cycle that we're walking around in. And clients say to me all the time, I mean, you want me to do what? You want me to like this thing that I hate? And that's precisely what the magic is in the permanent change. However, I don't expect anyone to do anything overnight, and
right,
it does require baby steps. It's not something that
you know. So So talk a little bit about your story. We might even run into the break before we finish your story, but that's okay. Talk a little bit about your story. You yourself went on quite a journey to, I'm sure, build your own body esteem.
That's right. So I had a dramatic, traumatic start. I come from severe child abuse, and I'm the youngest of eight children, and the only way that my father could cope with his life was to be physically and verbally abusive, and his only coping skill was violence. So my coping mechanism as a very young child, I started compulsively overeating, I think in the womb, right out of the womb,
right.
And was in an obesity clinic by the time I was in fourth grade. I was drinking alcoholically by seventh grade.
Wow.
I became bulimic in high school, and by the time I was in my early 20s, I was suicidal.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's like I tried everything and nothing worked, and everything I tried, which was met with, you know, defeat, I felt desperate, I felt hopeless, I felt like I was the only person on the planet that felt this way,
mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, the thing about addiction and compulsive overeating is that it is a disease of isolation. You feel like the only one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can well imagine.
And that self-abuse that was going on every day, I did not see a way out. And, of course, the backdrop of my childhood was all about abuse. So it was just a continuation. Instead of
right.
Some people take the abuse externally, I was taking the abuse internally and just abusing myself until I got to a point of no return where I was sort of like, am I going to have my life or am I going to take my life? Fortunately, I chose to have my life.
I'd like to hear how you actually chose to have your life and how you turned it around. So
I'd love to share that.
Stay with us as we continue this story and look at your body esteem, loving your body for good. Stay with us. We'll be right back on A Call to Greatness.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Can you stay present and centered even when everything around you is completely out of control? Can you find joy, meaning, and peace even when life seems to be falling apart? Can you love yourself even when your inner critic is right? The soul journey is filled with complexities that will take you from adversity to ecstasy through power and vulnerability, from magical moments of connection into deep states of loneliness, from life to death and back again. With all the twists and turns, it's no wonder that we all sometimes have to ask for directions. Victoria Post, licensed minister, clairvoyant, and spiritual counselor, can help you keep your spirit alive while surrendering to your soul's journey. Victoria's mastery is in her ability to communicate information and apply practical and powerful tools to all life situations. She has honed her natural skills through clairvoyant training and years of personal work with Temenos and the Naos Foundation School of Sacred Studies. Clients say she has a healing and calming presence, provides focus and great clarity, and gives them permission to be who they are and make their own choices in life. Victoria offers individual counseling sessions and conducts classes in voice dialogue and other energy work. Additional services include public speaking, officiating for weddings, and other rituals and ceremonies, voice coaching, and customized songs for special occasions. When you're looking for support and guidance provided with absolute integrity, whether you need to appreciate the place you've landed or find the next path to follow, call Victoria Post at 415-928-2711, extension 2, or visit her website, spiritalive.com. Victoria Post at spiritalive.com. Naturally compassionate, innately spiritual, real and down to earth.
I can take care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome back to A Call to Greatness with Victoria Post. If you have a question or a comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5794. Now back to the program. Here's Victoria.
Thank you, and welcome back to A Call to Greatness. Today I'm talking with body esteem expert Laura Fenimore, and we left just before the break. We left Laura right at her decision to either have her life or take her life. We knew that she chose to have her life since she's here. But Laura, I'd like you to talk about what happened at that moment. How did you choose to have your life, and then what happened?
Mm-hmm. Well, what I know today is that I was actually given that grace because this is my life's work. And I actually got that message back then. So let me explain. I met somebody who basically said to me, you've got so much going on. You are such a wonderful person, and I want to love you until you can learn to love yourself. And I thought that this person was crazy. I didn't know what she was talking about. Like, I didn't believe that I was lovable. I didn't believe that anyone could love me, especially because, quite frankly, I mean, this is a joke, but it's not a joke. I was a big fat drunk, and I was a miserable fat drunk. And she said to me, no, I really do believe that you're lovable. And it was the first sign that there was hope for me. And I got it that I could have another chance. So that is where my journey began. I had a moment. I literally had a spiritual awakening where this voice said, Laura, you can have your life back, and if you do, this comes with a responsibility. And the responsibility is for you to support people in their lives. And that's what my journey has been about the last nearly 20 years. I haven't always been doing this type of work. However, I have been ministering in my own way and clearing out my cobwebs so that I could support other people.
Right. Even in the process of clearing out your cobwebs, that's supporting other people as well, because it does inspire people. And I think you bring up something that I think is very key. Whenever we're given second chances, or we make decisions about, say, okay, I want to change something in my body, every decision like that, big, small, medium decisions, come with a responsibility. So that I thought was a really key component.
And I actually consider this responsibility an honor and a gift. I mean, you know, what better way to live my life than to just be a support system for people that are suffering and struggling? Because I always say, I live in the land of possibility. I live in the land of you can have what you want to create in your life. There is no closed doors, because from my perspective, life is just one giant option. Like, there's options, there's a way out, and there is a way through. And that's what I have seen my clients blossom into beyond possibility. And it just blows my mind and makes my heart sing.
So what was the process for you of shifting from nothing works, there are no choices here, we're in this vicious cycle? How did you actually turn it around?
Well, like I said, I did meet that woman, and she sort of blew my mind open into there's hope. And once I got that there was hope, everything changed for me. You know, I had been in therapy since I was 11 years old, trying to figure out why I couldn't stop eating, and if I could just figure out that thing in my brain that I could turn off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what I know today is that the thing in my brain is that critical voice that we all have, and we all learn to work with when we wake up. That there is a critic, there's lots of actual voices in our mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know that you and I were talking about this,
mm-hmm.
Vicki, before. It's like it's all about wholeness, and yet we are compartmentalized in, on some sense. There's
mm-hmm.
the critic, and there's the saboteur, and there's, the rebel part of us, and then
mm-hmm.
there's our beautiful innocent child, and then there's our spiritual self, and then there's our powerful, you know, warrior self. There's our, and so there's all these parts, and it's like, how do we embrace all the parts of ourselves and be present with them?
Yeah.
Because anything that is of us deserves love. And there, and it's all for good reason. So what I did was I woke up to this critical voice,
mm-hmm.
and it was a process. You know, I started a new kind of therapy, and I realized that I had this critical voice,
mm-hmm.
and I really learned how to work with it.
So what it sounds like is, after you opened the door of possibility, then the different tools, different ways of working could come in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, I always say that in the very, very first stages of my sobriety, and actually, I mean, I did go to 12-step programs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to deny that that was actually a very, very important part
mm-hmm.
of my early recovery
mm-hmm.
is that somebody said to me very early on, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance, that great
mm-hmm.
Thomas Jefferson quote.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought that quote. And when I tell you that I not only read it, you know, a million times a day, or said it every day,
mm-hmm.
but that I realized that it had to be rigorous daily practice, and that if I was going to survive this and come out on top, that I had to have daily rigorous practice.
Mm-hmm.
So I just took to that, and
mm-hmm.
that was so key in my success and
uh-huh.
moving forward.
Right. So I want to reiterate that, and I'm sure we'll come back to this on more than once, that the key to success in, I think, any endeavor, but in building a relationship with the body, the key then to success, some kind of rigorous daily practice.
Mm-hmm.
It's that daily consistent action, or that daily consistent practice.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the things that we sort of missed here
mm-hmm.
is that when I was, you know, over 200 pounds, and I, you know, I always said if I got to 200 pounds, I would kill myself.
Mm-hmm.
When I was way over 200 pounds,
mm-hmm.
I remember this woman saying to me, you have to learn to love your body as you are at 230 or 240
mm-hmm.
because you can't lose the weight if you are rejecting your body.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember looking at this woman like, are you crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Same way that my clients look at me today and say,
uh-huh.
like, how do you expect me to like this thing?
I was just feeling that same thing, like, this extra weight, this extra pudge, I know, I want to get rid of it.
Exactly,
mm-hmm.
exactly, exactly. And I remember her saying to me, okay, if you can't love the form, then can you love the function? Can you love
I love that. If you can't love the form, can you love the function?
Yeah. Can you love the things that it does for you? Can
mm-hmm.
you embrace? And how about if we start at one little body part at a time?
Mm-hmm.
Can you focus on your pinky for the next week?
Mm-hmm.
And like fall in like with your pinky? And I'll Like, I can remember, like,
wow,
it was yesterday, talking to this woman on Geary Boulevard in San Francisco at French Hospital at the time, if anyone remembers, way back when. I think now it's Kaiser, but a long time ago. But I can remember that conversation it was, as if it was yesterday, and it was almost 20 years ago. And she said, Laura, if you can start to love your pinky between now and next week. It was almost like she was coaching me. And I, I said, okay, I'll take on my pinky. So I started with my pinky. What can my pinky do for me? Well, if you've ever been, you know, for people that don't have pinkies, I mean, you have no idea how important your pinky is until you can't use it. I had a best friend who actually broke her pinky and was in this horrible cast for months. And you have no idea. It's a horrible thing to not have it.
I mean, I've sliced a thumb.
So you know how important.
Absolutely. Couldn't use that thumb. It's like, it's amazing how much you use it for without thinking about it.
So focusing on the function is one way of getting closer to loving the form. And again, it's baby steps. It's not something that I expect people to get overnight.
Right.
But that's one of the ways that I work with my clients, is that we work.
And it seems like it's a very, very challenging thing to do in our particular culture, with all of the images about sexuality and all the increases in gastric bypass surgery and all of the fad diets. It seems like this way of working slowly is not there's not a lot of support for it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Vicki. That's why, I mean, from my perspective, of course, my work is it's so important. It's so important that it's from the inside out and not from the outside in. Because the truth is I've had people say to me, oh, body esteem, that's old news. It's like, okay, well, if it's old news, how come obesity and eating disorder and gastric bypass surgery rates are going up every year, and more diets are coming out? The diet industry gets bigger and bigger. So it's like, it may be old news, but people aren't listening.
And I went to a website the other day that talked about, oh, they gave you a diet quiz, and they reviewed diets, and I think they reviewed 260 diets. And I thought, wow. Wow. If there are so many, why are we still so obese?
And getting bigger and bigger every year.
Right.
Yeah, that's the challenging part about my business is that I don't, you know, I don't want to make anyone wrong, and I don't want to dwell in the negativity. But the truth is that the statistics back up what I'm talking about. It's that it is getting grim and dark in terms of, I mean, people are gaining weight to qualify for gastric bypass surgery. There are now commercials on television. Our insurance pays for gastric bypass surgery. My insurance rates, I'm a healthy person, my insurance rates go up every year because I'm paying for people's gastric bypass surgery. And again, I don't want to dwell on the negative, but the truth is that there's another way. And that's what I want to support people.
Yeah. So, again, I think it's important to bring all of this out of the shadow so that we don't come from a place of self-deception and we can really take a look at it. So when we come back, we're going to talk about that other way, how to take it on, how to turn it around and work from the inside out. So stay with us, and remember, if you have a question or a comment, you are welcome to call in and join the conversation at 866-472-5795. Stay with us. We'll be right back on A Call to Greatness.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
you stay present and centered even when everything around you is completely out of control? Can you find joy, meaning, and peace even when life seems to be falling apart? Can you love yourself even when your inner critic is right? The soul journey is filled with complexities that will take you from adversity to ecstasy through power and vulnerability, from magical moments of connection into deep states of loneliness, from life to death and back again. With all the twists and turns, it's no wonder that we all sometimes have to ask for directions. Victoria Post, licensed minister, clairvoyant, and spiritual counselor, can help you keep your spirit alive while surrendering to your soul's journey. Victoria's mastery is in her ability to communicate information and apply practical and powerful tools to all life situations. She has honed her natural skills through clairvoyant training and years of personal work with Temenos and the Naos Foundation School of Sacred Studies. Clients say she has a healing and calming presence, provides focus and great clarity, and gives them permission to be who they are and make their own choices in life. Victoria offers individual counseling sessions and conducts classes in voice dialogue and other energy work. Additional services include public speaking, officiating for weddings, and other rituals and ceremonies, voice coaching, and customized songs for special occasions. When you're looking for support and guidance provided with absolute integrity, whether you need to appreciate the place you've landed or find the next path to follow, call Victoria Post at 415-928-2711, extension 2, or visit her website, spiritalive.com. Victoria Post at spiritalive.com. Naturally compassionate, innately spiritual, real and down to earth.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome back to A Call to Greatness with Victoria Post. If you have a question or a comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5794. Now back to the program. Here's Victoria.
Thank you, and welcome back to A Call to Greatness. I'm here again with body esteem expert Laura Fenimore, and we are talking about body esteem, loving your body for good. So far, we have heard Laura's story, that so we know it's possible to turn this around, yet our current culture has set things up so we are very obsessed about our bodies, obsessed about the weight, obsessed about being sexy, obsessed about diets and this and that. And one of the things that you said, Laura, is that the key in turning this around, the key in building true body esteem, is working from the inside out. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to talk in this segment more about how you start to break this cycle, how you start that process of working from the inside out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that step number one is it's accepting what is. And actually, you just mentioned to me that when people are physically challenged or if there is something going on, mm-hmm. how do you be at peace with that? And, you know, acceptance is the opposite of rejection.
Mm-hmm.
And when we reject things over and over and over again, then anything but peace is going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
Dis-ease and mm-hmm. unhappiness is going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, another cliche, but acceptance is the answer.
Right. So obviously obsession is not the same as caring, nurturing, or acceptance.
Yeah, and really what obsession is a symptom of repressing our feelings.
Mm-hmm.
That feelings are not always fun and easy to be with.
Mm-hmm.
Quite the contrary, especially
mm-hmm.
when they're negative feelings. And that's the vicious cycle of depression. It's
mm-hmm.
like people are feeling really hurt or angry and they're running from that
mm-hmm.
without being conscious of it. Because let's face it, most of our thoughts are unconscious. And it is a vicious cycle of repression.
Mm-hmm.
Repress, repress, repress. So what's the outcome of that
mm-hmm.
is I feel depressed.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
that's what shows up.
So I'm gathering here that what this means is one of the ways to build a relationship with the body is to not shut down the feelings.
Mm-hmm. No.
To let the feelings move.
To let the feelings move.
Let the feelings move. How do you help people not go swing the pendulum over to indulgence, which is another form of not letting the feelings move.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing that just popped up for me is that this is not, my work is not about the food and it's not about the diets.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not. It's all about what's happening internally.
Right.
Because it's that self-talk that is so incredibly crucial to how we move forward in our life. And like I said, a lot of us live in that negative self-talk. You know, what I'm not doing, what I'm not enough, I don't have the right job, I don't have the right body. It's all this not enoughness.
Mm-hmm.
When really I want to teach people that you are enough in whatever shape, form you are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just have to share that the criticism that I get is, oh, well, you're thin, you don't know, this isn't a problem for you. And then actually when I tell people, let me tell you what my history is,
mm-hmm.
They're kind of like, they look at me like cross-eyed, like, what?
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is I wish I could say that my critic was completely gone and that I don't have a critical voice in my mind, but that wouldn't be honest, because even as a thin person,
mm-hmm.
I still have moments where I'll have, you know, something negative to say about my body.
Mm-hmm.
And it's learning how to manage that critical voice and being with that critical voice,
mm-hmm.
which is, okay, so it's part of me, but it doesn't run my life.
Right.
There's a big difference. The same way that we were talking yesterday, is there are certain foods that I choose not to eat, not because I think they're bad or that there's like shame or pain. It's
mm-hmm.
because for me, physically, they don't work for me.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't eat wheat. It doesn't work for my body. My body said, no, it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a problem with it. Other people have
mm-hmm.
a problem with it,
mm-hmm.
but I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no charge around it.
Mm-hmm.
Because once you get to a place of peace around yourself and accept yourself,
mm-hmm.
the whole charge around food just drops by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very powerful thing.
So what I'm aware of, for example, with me, is there are certain foods that I like
uh-huh.
that are comfort foods.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that I associate with social gatherings. I'm thinking
uh-huh.
like when I go out for my latte and my croissant.
Okay, absolutely.
Just, you know, it's a social thing. I spent a lot of time in France. I love it.
Yeah.
And if I slow down and I really listen to my body,
uh-huh.
my body says, I don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need the extra croissants and chocolate croissants and the extra piece of pie. I don't need it. It's really not a good idea. I tried one time to just cut out all sugar and be very health conscious, and I was so stressed about it. My body very clearly said, would you stop it?
Yeah.
I'd rather you eat the pies and the croissants and stuff and get the nourishment of the enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
And get the nurturing that way, then be stressed out trying to get healthy. It's like you're taking away the any advantages you might be gaining.
Well, getting quiet, there is a difference between what your mind says and what your body says.
Uh-huh.
And I think the only way to be clear about who's talking is that's a practice. That's something that people can actually practice. It's
mm-hmm.
like asking your body something and asking mm-hmm. your head something and
mm-hmm.
asking, you know, it's mind, body, spirit. But
mm-hmm.
who is talking is something that with practice
mm-hmm.
people can get in touch with.
Right.
So that would be the first question I would ask you is who is actually talking?
Right.
And was your body really saying, I want the sugar? Or was it your mind saying? And, you know, personally, I don't have a problem with
mm-hmm.
people eating sugar. It's like, I don't have a problem with people eating anything.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, I mean, if people want to lose weight, they are going to have to change the way they
Some
eat.
Some habits, right.
Because
mm-hmm.
it's not going to come off from air. And also, there is this thing called our health. So
mm-hmm.
we, you know, proper portion size and balance is
mm-hmm.
the answer to weight loss. And from my perspective, it's not one size fits all.
Mm-hmm.
The reasons why diets don't work is because people are trying to, you know, fit a circle into a square peg, and they're trying to like love protein or love this and love that because this is the diet I should be on.
Right.
And it's like, no, that doesn't work like that. It's so liberating to my clients to learn that they get to choose their weight plan, like their weight loss plan. It's like we can work on this together because this is not one size fits all.
Right.
And so back to the piece about your eating sugar, it's not about you, like if you want to go to France and indulge in whatever and make a conscious, awake, alive decision, okay, so this vacation I am, it's how can I do that without the guilt and the critic and the shame?
Mm-hmm.
That's the key.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I did notice in France is that I had I stopped, I think, at every bakery I came across.
Mm-hmm.
I still lost weight.
Yay!
I actually still lost weight.
Uh-huh.
Partly from the walking, but partly from the French diet, which tends to be a little more balanced.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I also noticed when you said, who's talking, sometimes I have to say, okay, my mouth wants to crunch something. My mouth wants something. The rest of my body is going, But I override it a lot. Sometimes I'll hear my body say that. I'm like, no, I didn't really want to hear that. So that also tells me that my relationship with my body needs a little work.
Mm-hmm.
If I override it, say, as much as I override it.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than doing a negotiation, hey, this time can I have this anyway, or, you know, can we work this out?
Right, right.
So starting with a practice then of self-talk and beginning that practice of listening to the body, listening to the body.
Asking the body what it needs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is the most powerful thing that the body... The body is this miraculous machine. I mean, it's so forgiving. It is so loving. It is, you know, just changing your perspective about what your body is and does. And I know that there are people that have debilitating diseases that have a very difficult time embracing that concept. And that's, it's like, well, how do I love or like my body if I have cancer? Or how do I love or like my body if I... And it's... Yeah. It's what it needs.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when there is illness.
Yes. So we'll talk more about how to address the needs of the body when we come back on A Call to Greatness. Again, feel free to join us. We have one more segment left, so feel free to call in with your questions or comments at 866-472-5794. Stay with us. We will be right back.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Can you stay present and centered even when everything around you is completely out of control? Can you find joy, meaning, and peace even when life seems to be falling apart? Can you love yourself even when your inner critic is right? The soul journey is filled with complexities that will take you from adversity to ecstasy through power and vulnerability, from magical moments of connection into deep states of loneliness, from life to death and back again. With all the twists and turns, it's no wonder that we all sometimes have to ask for directions. Victoria Post, licensed minister, clairvoyant, and spiritual counselor, can help you keep your spirit alive while surrendering to your soul's journey. Victoria's mastery is in her ability to communicate information and apply practical and powerful tools to all life situations. She has honed her natural skills through clairvoyant training and years of personal work with Temenos and the Naos Foundation School of Sacred Studies. Clients say she has a healing and calming presence, provides focus and great clarity, and gives them permission to be who they are and make their own choices in life.
Victoria offers individual counseling sessions and conducts classes in voice dialogue and other energy work. Additional services include public speaking, officiating for weddings, and other rituals and ceremonies, voice coaching, and customized songs for special occasions. When you're looking for support and guidance provided with absolute integrity, whether you need to appreciate the place you've landed or find the next path to follow, call Victoria Post at 415-928-2711, extension 2, or visit her website, spiritalive.com. Victoria Post at spiritalive.com. Naturally compassionate, innately spiritual, real and down to earth.
Adding fractions is nothing.
For real?
Look, these are denominators. You multiply this one so that it's the same as that, then you add them up.
Man, that's easy.
Charles Bennett dreamed of returning to the old neighborhood as a teacher, but without money for college, only half of his dream came true. He's back in the old neighborhood.
Well, enough math. I gotta deliver these sandwiches.
Please support the United Negro College Fund. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. A message from the UNCF and the Ad Council.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome back to A Call to Greatness with Victoria Post. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5794. Now back to the program. Here's Victoria.
Thank you and welcome back to A Call to Greatness. We are talking about body esteem with body esteem expert Laura Fenimore. And this is about loving your body. Then looking at what changes need to happen and how you want to go about making the changes. But starting first with loving your body. We left off, Laura, talking about people who have limitations and learning to accept what's actually true about one's body, whether there are limitations or not. And I'm imagining that for most people, building real body esteem is hard to do alone.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. And I would say that it's a universal theme. You know, I say mm-hmm. to people all the time, I want to challenge you. Go ask 10 people if they like their bodies. I'm telling you, even the, you know, hunky guy who you would, we did this actually at a friend of mine mm-hmm. went into a restaurant and we did this, I mean, mm-hmm. of all places, a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, the hunky Tom Cruise-like guy says to us, oh man, I hate my chest. I just like, oh, if only I could have a different chest.
Wow.
And it's just like, the people that you would never expect,
mm-hmm.
there is that negative criticism and self-talk.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could change the world and wave my little magic wand that's in my office right now
mm-hmm.
and make everybody just love what is, boy, oh boy, I'd be 1,000 times happier. Right
mm-hmm.
now, not that I could get
mm-hmm.
much happier. I'm pretty happy
mm-hmm.
now, but you know
right.
what I mean.
That's
my goal.
Sure. Yeah. So short of waving the magic wand, how do you work with people? So if people wanted to say, all right, I'm going to take this one on now, how do you start?
Well, I mean, I am a coach, and I work
mm-hmm.
with people one-on-one. I
mm-hmm.
also do workshops, and I'm going to be starting new phone workshops.
Mm-hmm.
I work with people all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So phone workshops are going to be starting in January
mm-hmm.
2007.
Mm-hmm.
And so I offer anyone and everyone a 30-minute complimentary session with me. And I work with people one-on-one, usually weekly. We do an initial appointment where we sort of lay the groundwork.
Mm-hmm.
And then people work with me a minimum of 3 months. And I can honestly tell you that I have had amazing results with people.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing results.
Mm-hmm.
People can go to my website and read testimonials, and I'm more than happy to share it.
What can people expect in the 30-minute complimentary session?
Well, I always say Rome wasn't built in a day, and we can't, like, solve everything in 30 minutes. But we can begin to chip at the stone and take one thing on and look at it from a different perspective, and then also take some action steps. So coaching is all about accountability and action. And in speaking of, one of the things that I was going to suggest to the listeners out there is to actually take some action. So between now and next Wednesday, which is the 15th, I was going to challenge people to take, you know, I don't know, 15 minutes, an hour, whatever it would take, to sit down and write out, what do I want my relationship with my body to be like 3 months from now? So I didn't even know this, but 3 months from today, November 8th, 3 months from today is my 19-year sobriety anniversary.
Wow.
I know, February 8th. Yay.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So 3 months from today, Laura's birthday present from all the people that are listening is for you to write down what you want your life to look like 3 months from now. So February 8th on my sobriety birthday, this is what I want my relationship with my body to be like. So, for example, I want to be eating, you know, X, Y, Z. I want to actually have balance with 3 meals a day or 5 meals a day. I want to be exercising at least twice a week. You know, this does not have to be giant steps. In fact, it's the baby steps that will stick, not the giant steps.
Right.
I always say to my client, what's the setup for success right now? So that would be a challenge, and then I would want you to come up with, you know, 2 small action steps that you can take consistently every week that will reinforce that
relationship.
What you want your life to look like 3 months from
today.
Right,
identifying the relationship, and then 2 small doable steps to make that happen. Could you give your website, Laura, so people have a way to contact you if they want more information, if they want to let you know how close they got by February 8th?
Yeah, I'd love it. And I would actually love to hear if anyone wants to share what their vision looks like.
Yeah.
I'm all about vision. So www.mynamelaurafenimore.com, and that's L-A-U-R-A. FENAMORE.com. So it's Laura Fenimore, and that's F as in Frank, .com.
LauraFenimore.com. And, okay, we're in November. We're coming into the holiday season. Is there anything you'd like to leave people with going into the holiday season? This is probably the most challenging time to change any kind of habits.
So, you know, Oprah talks about you making a decision. Like, and what is it gonna take to make the decision that I want to do something differently? There may be people listening that already have made the decision. And then there are people that haven't made the decision. So for the people that haven't made the decision, I would ask yourself, what is it that's going to get me to the point of being sick and tired and wanting to walk into this season with gratitude instead of a critical voice that says, oh, I'm going to overeat and I'm going to abuse myself like every year and it's not going to be different, and then I'm going to regret it on January 1st. I'm going to go into the cycle of a New Year's resolution, and then that'll only last for 3 weeks.
And then feel guilty if I eat a piece of pie.
So it's like, so for the people that haven't made the decision, it's looking at what would it take to make the decision. And for the people that have made the decision, okay, this year I'm gonna approach the holidays in a different way. I would say, so what does that look like? So how do you want your experience? How can you really focus on what the holidays are about? Not, I mean, you know, culturally we think of the holidays in terms of food.
Yes.
And what is the meaning behind Thanksgiving? What is the meaning behind Christmas and Hanukkah?
Mm-hmm.
And how can I approach the holidays in a different way this year?
Right.
I mean,
so guided a
so
little
simple.
Yeah,
it seems
guided more by the feelings. Mm-hmm.
So simple,
mm-hmm.
and yet, you know, anything that's really simple tends to be hard for our minds that are these critical minds that say, yeah, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, what about doing something radical like choosing something different? If every year you go and visit your family and end up overeating and
mm-hmm.
feeling really unhappy, why not do something radical like, this year I'm not going to be with my family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually going to go to the movies or do something that my spirit really wants to do.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that you're not living as much out of obligation,
mm-hmm.
just or drudgery or, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. because it's that drudgery, again, that's the repression of the feelings. That's
mm-hmm.
the part that it's like, you know, the more we repress and suppress,
right,
the more we become
mm-hmm.
depressed and in that critical mode.
Right.
So that's certainly not what the holidays are about, Vicki.
No, I don't think so. So it would sound like this would be a good time for people to take advantage of that 30-minute complimentary session
mm-hmm.
and find out how you work, and a good time to start with having a little more support around building that relationship
oh,
with
yeah.
your body.
It's perfect, especially
mm-hmm.
since the good old New Year's resolution time
oh, yeah.
is coming up, and
mm-hmm.
we know how that goes.
mm-hmm.
I have statistics on that,
mm-hmm.
and it's just, well, not to mention that, you know, every year at the gym, it's like the first couple of weeks of the new year, the gym is packed,
right.
and then
it goes down. Mm-hmm. So again, the website...
That change.
Yeah. The website is www.laurafenamore, F as in Frank, ENAMORE.com, laurafenamore.com.
And my phone number
mm-hmm.
is 415-464-1234.
Excellent. So remember the practice, find one part of your body to focus on, and also begin to look at what you want your relationship to be like
3 months from now.
Right, 3 months from now, and an action step. So thank you so much, Laura, for having been here and talked about this most timely topic.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks to all of you for listening. Thanks to all of you for anything that you do in support of your bodies and hence the earth. And please join me again next week on A Call to Greatness when we look at healing.
Thank you for listening to A Call to Greatness. To contact Victoria, visit spiritalive.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another profound hour on A Call to Greatness with Victoria Post.